Yet. Coming up, Mark Hutchison will join us, founding partner at Hutchison & Stephan. And Robin Titus will be along. She is the minority leader in the assembly for the Republicans. We are closing down week 11. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. It is Friday. It's the beginning of the weekend. You ready for it? I am. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson-Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Biden says he and Prime Minister Suga Yoshihide reaffirmed the U.S.-Japan alliance while agreeing to take on the challenges of China and other issues. Suga was the first foreign leader to visit the White House in person during Mr. Biden's presidency. During a joint press conference this afternoon, Mr. Biden also addressed last night's mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility that left 8 people dead, along with the shooter, and wounded 5 others. The president says gun control is a major focus of his presidency.
I've never not prioritized this. No one has worked harder to deal with the violence used by individuals using weapons than I have.
And the president noted he has a long history of enacting gun control measures.
I'm the only one ever to have passed an assault weapons ban. I'm the only one that ever got a 10-year ban on assault weapons and clips of more than 10 bullets.
Meanwhile, through an interpreter, Suga addressed the upcoming Olympics, delayed because of the pandemic, saying his country's working hard to make Tokyo a safe place for the Summer Games.
Japan is listening to and learning from WHO and experts are doing everything possible to contain infection and to realize safe and secure games from scientific and objective perspectives.
It may be spring to some, but tell it to the folks up in the Northeast where a foot of snow had fallen in the town of Spofford in western New Hampshire by midday today, and winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour felt on the coast. Snow fell from New York's Hudson Valley northward, northern New York eastward through the New England area, causing sporadic power outages and creating slippery conditions. Winter weather warnings or advisories posted for parts of Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and Massachusetts. Red Sox postponed tonight's game against the White Sox because of over 2 inches of snow in Boston, and the Mets postponed their game with the Rockies for the same reason. This is SRN News.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have 2 cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
DinoVite.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The number of Nevadans who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 but later tested positive for the virus has almost doubled. Local health officials say they know of what they call 96 breakthrough cases, quote unquote. Just last week, the figure stood at 58. Of the 96 cases, 51 have been identified here in Clark County. State health officials are analyzing those cases, and as of this week, more than 650,000 Nevada residents have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. For the first time, Silver State homebuyers can now get some help with their down payment. A grant program is being funded by the Federal Home Loan Bank of San Francisco. The bank is partnering up with 36 of its member financial institutions to distribute the $11 million in grants. Greater Nevada Credit Union and Westar Credit Union are its Nevada partners. Under the grant program, eligible to low to moderate income households can now get 4-to-1 matching funds up to $22,000 and help with closing costs. The summer season is fast approaching. Mad Max came out yesterday. Circus Circus is looking to fill some 100 jobs. The Strip property is holding a 2-day job fair today and tomorrow. You can go to the Circus Circus website for more information.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look out for a crash on US 95 eastbound at Rancho. It's blocking the left lane as you work your way through there. Also, some slow flows on the 15 north of Charleston, south of Bonanza. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort area. And heavy volumes, 215 north at Jones.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. So excited to have Jared Fisher on, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And this hour of Live and Local is brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Jared, you ready for a big weekend? Looks like the weather's going to be perfect. You going to be outside?
Yeah. Where else would you find me?
Ain't that the truth? No, but the weather's going to be absolutely great, and by next week we're going to be back up in the 90s. Perfect weather for anything outside. I just want to ask you, you're just back from your latest coast-to-coast adventure. Is your life back to normal? Is your body back to normal? Because you really test your body when you go coast-to-coast in 16 days.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling really, really good. Back to normal and back to the daily grind of running a company and just, you know, living the life with the family. So we're good.
That is great. I was down on the Strip the other day, and I noticed traffic was much greater just in the last, I don't know, week or 2 weeks than it has been in recent memory, and certainly in the last year after the pandemic. What is your sense of what's going on down there? Is business coming back to the Strip?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a lot of business. The way I see it, you know, how I can tell is, you know, how our business is doing, because we're a residual business of the Las Vegas Strip as far as locally here in Southern Nevada goes. So when our daily tours and hiking and biking tours out in the Red Rock Canyon area start to pick up, I mean, that's generally when we start seeing more people in the hotels. And I got to tell you, we have really picked up. And it's not just our company that's picked up, but all the different outfitters that are running tours are really picking up. I'm seeing everybody out, not just once a day. I'm seeing tour companies out now twice a day. And instead of onesie, twosie, threesies, we're seeing half a dozen to a dozen people on these different tours out there. So, I mean, it could be anything from Jeep tours to biking tours to horseback riding tours. We're really seeing an uptick. I've also noticed, you know, some of the people I do business with outside of our tour operations, they are planning trips to Las Vegas where they said they haven't been able to travel in the past, you know, year and a half, or more like a year, I should say, actually. But they're now planning their trips back to Las Vegas. So it's really moving. I mean, we are really picking up, and that's a good thing. So, you know, 30%. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick question, though. Is much of this business international yet, or is it purely U.S.?
Well, it's mostly U.S. from what I am seeing. We've still got some borders, you know, as you know, that are closed to travel. Some countries don't want their people traveling to other countries because they're going to come back and maybe bring the virus with them. But, you know, for example, I am planning a trip to Japan in 6 weeks. And right now it's kind of up in the air. I've got my plane tickets, but I have to, you know, have all my testing and my vaccination before I go. However, the borders aren't open for me right now. So there are some restrictions out there. We're definitely seeing the Americans get back out right now, though.
Let me just ask you, when will we know when we are back? I know, you know, we've got the governor and May 1st and June 1st and 100% capacity and all that. When will we know when we are all the way back?
Well, do you mean like just with the numbers?
Just the economics. Just the economics of are we back? You know, what are the metrics that we'll be able to be looking at? I mean, is it a matter of when we start seeing bookings for conventions?
Yeah, essentially, the best indicator, I think, for us in our state, because we are a tourism state based highly on gaming. When we see these hotels back up into their 90% occupancy rate, then we're going to know that we're back. I do not think we're going to be quite there, though, because we do rely on a lot of international travel. It does not, however, affect what we do as much, because I'm kind of in a niche business with what I do. So we're doing really well, but overall, it's really going to come down to when you see those numbers of occupancies back to where they were. And I think we're still going to, that's going to flow over into 2022 before we see that completely. Because again, we've got to get everybody vaccinated in this world, so to speak, before that's going to happen. So,
Again, joining us, Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Governor Sisolak on Tuesday announced June 1st to be the 100% capacity mark. May 1st will be where the local governments get a little more say in what happens. What do you think Marilyn Kirkpatrick will do here in Clark County on May 1st? Do you think she'll go directly to 100%?
Well, I hope so, as long as it's safe and for everybody. I think that's where we need to be. I feel like we're doing really well as a society here in Nevada. I think we're taking care of things really well. Like, the business owners know how to take care of their business. I've said this before, but I don't know of any business out there that doesn't want their business back 100% and won't do anything for that to happen. We are, as business owners, we are safe out there. There's a few bad actors, but they're far and few between. So as long as our lawmakers out there are talking with the businesses and understanding how important it is for us to be back at 100%, they can be confident to know that they can vote or put things in place that feed off of that and get things back on track as soon as possible. I think we're ready.
Some have criticized the Sisolak speech the other night, that it was politically motivated, not driven by the science. What say you? And I'm curious what you thought of the speech.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Kevin, I didn't listen to the speech, so I'm not going to be real good to comment on it.
That's okay.
But either way, like, I think that Sisolak is, I think he's got a lot of, repairs to do, because as we all know, he did follow the California directive for the past year. He was, following what California was doing. I think most people understand that and saw that. And Nevada's not California. So he's got a lot of repairs to do, and hopefully he'll figure it out and do it.
I want to ask you, because I don't understand it, social distancing will go bye-bye on June 1, but the mask stays. What is your understanding of the science of the mask, and why is social distancing going away? I mean, we were told by the scientists, you got to have social distancing, got to be 6 feet, except in schools where it could be 3 feet. The CDC weighed in on that, and all of a sudden, social distancing is gone, and the mask is going to stay.
Yeah, I mean, all I can say on that, I'm not a scientist, of course, but when you are close to people like that, you are more apt to spread the virus. But if you're 3 feet from somebody now, who's to say you haven't wiped your nose with your hand before you put your mask on? So it's I don't know if everybody's talking the same game, so to speak, in this. I think there's a lot of confusion still. We're still trying to learn things. However, we didn't have a lot of time to deal with this virus. I mean, it came like a wave and hit our country, hit the world. I think we're trying to do our best, and we're going to learn from this, hopefully, when the next, virus or whatever comes across the world. Hopefully we'll have learned a lesson here on what does and what does not work. So it's hard to say, Kevin, what's the mindset behind distancing and mask wearing. But, the lawmakers set the rules, and, if you don't follow them, then you're the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. Jared Fisher joining us from Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery. I want to ask you about something in your business, and it's an interesting byproduct of the pandemic. More and more people, more of my friends, have bought bikes and have done business with your business. I'm just curious, what's going on out there across the country, and do you notice that there has been a move towards bicycling, that more and more people are finding it a great way to relax, and in some cases, a way to get from point A to point B?
Yeah, absolutely. The pandemic has been one of the greatest blessings for the bike industry in the history of the bicycle since the late 1800s. We have been slammed. The bicycle manufacturers around the world are almost a year out on producing and delivering bicycles. It's unbelievable. You can't do any, I mean, if you have a customer who orders a bike right now, they're going to have to wait almost a year to get that specific bike. The only bikes you're going to see are the ones that are in stock in retailers. It is huge right now. A lot of people saw it as an opportunity. You know, I'm not going to sit inside. I don't want to be refined to my house, so I'm going to get outside. And America knows bicycles. I mean, that's one of the key transportation vehicles we had in America. People use it all the time. I mean, New York City, the big cities, I rode mine across America. I saw other cyclists out there riding everywhere. So bicycling is an American, it's part of the American story. And people just kind of realized it once again, like, hey, I remember I used to ride my bike. Let's get out. Let's get our kids. You know, again, we sold through our inventory in 3 months that we would normally keep a whole year here in Las Vegas. And we've done that again. And, you know, we're not at 100% capacity in our retail locations. We have more than Las Vegas. We are up in Utah as well. But we can't keep the bikes stocked. It's crazy. And the other thing is, with Trump, his executive order about a year and a half ago with the electric bike becoming essentially being qualified as a regular bike, you're now seeing people on electric bikes a lot more now. So that's kind of the big new thing.
And how long is it going to take for the industry to catch up from an inventory standpoint?
Yeah, we're probably talking about 18 months right now.
Wow.
So if you're in the market for a bike, you need to go right now and find anything you can. And that's not just in the bike industry, Kevin. It's also like in the car industry. I mean, I just finally bought a new minivan for the family this past weekend, and I had to pay $5,500 over retail for
what?
The minivan. Yeah, they just didn't have enough available, and too many people wanting it, and I wanted it more than anybody else, so I paid over retail for it. But I'm telling you this because this is what people do when they want something and they're limited supply and demand. It's happening right now. This was Vegas that I did this. So.
And yep. And do you have a showroom? Can somebody actually buy a bike off your showroom floor?
Yeah, absolutely. We still have bikes. It's just, whereas before you could come in and, you know, look at different colors and so forth, that's just not how it goes anymore. You come into a retail location, you see what they have, and then you settle on what you see. That's how it goes, unless you want to wait more than a year.
That is incredible. That is incredible. And is the price of bikes gone up or down? Or stayed the same?
It's gone up a little bit, basically because the manufacturers have not been able to supply. They had to shut factories down during COVID, so they're backed up too. So, you know, as a manufacturer wants to sell a bike, get a bike out, they'll pay more to get a certain part on a bike. So, yes, bikes have gone up. And the other thing is shipping has gone up too. So these containers that come over from the Asian countries, those prices have gone up too. So, yes, bicycles have gone up.
So in our final couple of minutes, where are we in the recovery, in your view? I mean, are we halfway there? Are we, do we have light at the end of the tunnel, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. There is light at the end of the tunnel. I'm very optimistic, Kevin. I don't think we're halfway there, though. I think we're probably between 30-35% there right now. And it does depend on the economy, what state we're talking about, and, you know, what country we're talking about. But I think we're getting there. As people's confidence gets up, higher up, and people are vaccinated, people are going to travel more, and we're going to see more and more. My parents finally got vaccinated up in Washington, and they're ready to make their move to Las Vegas. They bought a house here, and they'll be moving out in June. So I'm really excited about that. But they would never have done that until they got their vaccination shots and felt comfortable to do it. So we're on the ups. We just need to weather the storm out and stay strong, and we'll get there.
Are you vaccinated?
I got my shot. I'm getting my shot on Monday. So I was originally for the Johnson shot, but then that got shut down. So I'm going with the Moderna shot on Monday. So yeah, I know you are.
I'm fully vaccinated, and I had I had no side effects other than a little lethargic for about 4 hours. So I went to bed, and I woke up and I felt fine.
Good. I'm glad you got your health, and you should feel confident to go do anything, Kevin. Go and spend your money.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Jared, always good. If folks want to find out where you are, what you're up to, either Escape Adventures or Las Vegas Cyclery, where can they find you?
Yeah, just if you want to physically find us, Town Center and 215 right in Summerlin. Big wind turbine out front of a big, huge bike shop next to the Element Hotel. That's where we're at, or LasVegasCyclery.com.
Very good. Jared, thanks so much, man. Always good. And by the way, just for those that are they always ask me, because they love your adventures, when is your next adventure? You're gonna do something else. You're going to go south to north. Am I right? Next?
Yeah, but that's going to be next summer. Our next adventure is Japan. We're going to cycle the Japanese Alps in about 6 to 8 weeks.
And how high are the Japanese Alps? Good Lord.
They have like 20-foot walls of snow.
Oh, my God.
We'll see. I'll send you pictures.
Please do. Please do. Hey, have a great weekend, my friend. Best to your family and Sequoia. I've still got her picture of me that she colored on my wall here in my office.
That's great. I'll let her know. And thank you, Kevin. You have a great weekend.
You're great, man. There he is, Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is the Friday Get the Weekend Started edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
We know life gets hectic. Work, kids, sports. Who could expect you to remember ice for the barbecue, diapers for the baby, or maybe it's food for the dog? Can't get to Terrible's? Get Terrible's to you. With all the essential items you need, complete with contactless delivery right to your doorstep. And ordering couldn't be easier with the free Terrible Social House app or online at terribleherbs.com. You got this. Can't get to Terrible's? Get Terrible's to you.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
More lawyer, less me.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid. and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psych 3 and